A few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go to France. I've been there before, and so this was not my first time, but God did some really amazing things in the time that I was there. So when I think of France, the words that come to mind, I think of salt, light, fishers of men. The American teams and who we are to the people of the small villages of Suger and Buzance. These are the words that come to my mind. For me, it began in 2011 when I was part of a mission team to the center of France. We connected with a couple, George and Cheryl Guerra, who were long-term missionaries in France with the Southern Mission Board. At that time, they had been serving in France for over 35 years. They had purchased an old jewelry store, much in need of renovation, with the vision of planting an evangelical church there in the heart of France. The nearest church to these villages was over an hour's drive away, sometimes an hour and a half, depending where you live. Our job, or so I thought at the time, was to work on renovating the church. Little did I know at that time that God was doing his own renovation in my heart. He changed my heart that year. I went to help with the building, but as I met the people who lived there, my thoughts and my passion changed. It was no longer just about having a building to worship in, it was about the people. Because they don't see many Americans in these little remote villages, they were curious, and some of the people were even eager to try out their English on us. We began sharing with them the reason that we were there, and it soon became apparent that most of the people had never been to church or heard the story of Jesus. The birth at Jesus at Christmas time was about the extent of what they knew. Through the next 9 years after that first trip, the Lord gave me many, many trips back to these villages with different mission teams. I've been on construction trips, prayer walking trips, trips focused on events with the people. We've done Christmas programs and Easter gatherings, and even an American barbecue with baguettes and sausages. Not exactly the American hot dogs, but it was as close as we could get at the time. Each time my heart grew for these people and they began to accept me as a friend. The people of the villages have always been kind and gracious to us, but if you know anything about the French culture, you know they're cautious and a little slower to accept people into their inner circle, especially people who bring a Bible and tell radical stories about a living and active Jesus in their lives. It has taken years to build a relationship with the people of the villages, although I felt God's love for them from the very beginning. Some have described working with the French as fishing with a pole, hooking one at a time versus fishing with a net. This was my first trip back since 2019 when the world shut down with COVID. The growth I saw from the seeds planted in previous trips and by our missionaries was astounding. Hearts were more open to the gospel than I have ever seen. We were able to talk freely about Jesus, pray with the women, and even open our Bibles for studies. They were filled with questions and hungry for more. Before leaving on this trip, it had been on our hearts to bring scripture into the homes of the people. Because of the culture, they do not want or accept big Bibles. My Sunday school class here at King's Grant Baptist was able to purchase these calendars that had a scripture verse for each day, so they'd rip off the day and there was a new verse for the next day. We were hoping and we were wondering if the people would accept them. The dear people. Anique. Anique is a dear friend who is struggling with some health and marital issues. She was so hungry, just full of questions. She had a lot of questions. She had trouble understanding that Jesus is alive. She understood that he died for sin, but coming to life after 3 days and living now, today, was a concept that was so hard for her to understand. She likened it to seeing apparitions like people say they see Mary. when George explained in a simple way what the Bible says and how we can rely on the Bible, we could just see the weight lift off of her. Her face literally changed from a troubled and confused look to a radiant and full of joy. She accepted the calendar, and she even asked us for a Bible. She came to church with us that Sunday. Leticia, dear Leticia, she's a mom of three and works at the little one-room schoolhouse across the street from the farmhouse where we stayed. Her husband is a farmer, and they work hard on weekends at their pizza business. Leticia has been suffering with terrible migraines for years and has recently began practicing a type of witchcraft, seeking healing with these stones. She allowed us to pray with her and for her, and she accepted a calendar. Claire is a young single mom with two boys. She has experienced tremendous hardship and trouble in relationships. She lives quietly on the margins. She has a heart to give, so she gives what she can. It touched my heart when she brought us a few apples that she had picked from a tree nearby. Because of the hurt in her life, her heart seemed closed off to the hope of Jesus that we were bringing. On our last day together, she allowed us to pray with her and for her, and she took a calendar. Madame Vincent insists on being called Monique. Monique is an elderly woman who has lost her husband years ago. She's now in a nursing home, and she's discouraged. She's been praying for the Lord to take her home. She was overjoyed and encouraged when we came to visit. She accepted a calendar with such thankfulness and joy. We prayed with her and talked about the goodness of God. She asked us, even all of King's Grant Baptist Church, to pray for her. Yvonne and her husband, Jean-Marie, are a couple that we knew from Suger. They had moved to another village, and we were able to visit them in their new home. Yvonne has always been very opinionated about God. That we have discovered this from other trips. She's even declared to all who would listen that Jesus is a shepherd, but I am no sheep. This time, I was truly surprised at the change I saw in her. She was humble, gentle, and open. She listened to my testimony and the message of the gospel. We prayed with her, laughed with her, and shared God's love with both her and her husband. They were eager to accept a calendar. When I left their house that day, I knew that God had changed her. I couldn't stop smiling. Martine is the one closest to my heart. I've known her from the very first trip to France. Through the years, we have shared difficulties. I have had the opportunity to share with her my own journey of faith. I've shared with her over the years how God has helped me, gave me hope, and carried me through the darkest places. Martine's husband passed away in 2013 from cancer, and she has raised her children as a single parent. She has struggled to make ends meet, and her passion and her pride are her children. She is a very boisterous, outspoken person, and she is not one who shows affection. I always knew that underneath it all, she has a tender heart. She has always encouraged me in my French, refusing to speak a word of English to me. She just keeps carrying on the conversation, and I struggle to keep up sometimes. And she has also given me so many of her homemade treats. When I walked across the street to say goodbye on that last day before returning to America, she grabbed me in such a strong embrace and told me, "You have to come back again." I knew in that moment that she truly accepted me as a dear friend. All of these women have scripture in their homes to see every single day. The Lord answered our prayers to bring scripture into the homes of these people. Please pray for the people of France, especially in these little villages, for the harvest is ripe. The Lord is indeed building his church in the center of France, but he's building it with living stones, the people. Please pray for the building on the jewelry store to be completed so these living stones will have a place to gather. Today, I'd like you to leave you with these words about Jesus from the Gospel of John. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.